Because it was Tuesday at our agenda meeting, and they said, you know, we can, for that, so it's kind of.
I know, you called me. You called me after the thing, and you said Joel would have brought those along. Joel, do you know when that plat was filed for Chicago Street area with Battle Creek? About 2 weeks ago?
We just talked about it, Tuesday, the agenda meeting.
It was already filed by then.
Oh, what?
It had been filed.
Let me see if it's on.
Good to gavel.
Yep.
Gavel. I'm calling the meeting to order at 5:30. The first up is the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Anyone desiring to view the Open Meetings Act may do so. The document is available for public inspection and is located on the southwest wall of the council chambers as well as on the City of Wayne website. The City Council may go into closed session to discuss certain agenda items to protect the public interest or to prevent the needless injury to the reputation of an individual and if such individuals are requested a public hearing. Item number 3 is approval of the minutes from our last meeting, July 6, 2023.
I'll move to approve the minutes.
Motion and a second. Any discussion on the minutes? Let's roll call. Minutes are approved. Aishai being absent. Item number 4 is approval of the claims.
Make a motion to approve the claims.
We have a motion and a second on the claims. Any questions or comments?
I will be abstaining from my claim.
Anything else? Seeing none, let's roll call. With Councilman Broderson abstaining on her claim. Item number 5 is action on the Wayne Volunteer Fire Department application for membership of Logan Miller. And in attendance is our fire chief, Phil Monahan. Phil, the floor is yours.
Evening, everyone. Phil Monahan, fire chief. Logan Miller has been on our department for the last 2 years. She finally turned 18 years of age. She cannot be here tonight as she is taking a medical class over at Northeast Tech tonight. We have found her favorable to be a full-time firefighter. I'm just up here letting you guys know that so that we can put her on our fire department as a full-time member. She's made all the criteria and everything that we asked as a cadet and been excellent to work with, and she has done a lot of training.
She's attending Wayne State, I believe.
Yes, she is going to Wayne State this fall. So.
Very cool. Any questions to throw out to Phil while we got him? Let me off easy.
I'll move to approve the action on Wayne Volunteer Fire Department application for membership of Logan Miller.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's roll call. Application is approved.
Thank you.
Item number 6 is a public hearing. This is an application for a community development block grant program, land and water conservation funds. It's for $600,000. Raya Dean is here, community planner, Northeast Nebraska Economic Development District. I'll let her kick off this public hearing right after this gavel.
Good evening. The City of Wayne is requesting $600,000 in land and water conservation funding for implementing the third phase of their Prairie Park project, including lake access for kayaks, ADA jetties for fishing access, a bridge, ADA trail access to the lake, and a bathhouse for future campers. The total project will cost $1.2 million, $600,000 match from the city. In an effort to improve quality of life for Wayne residents through outdoor recreation, the city has determined outdoor water recreation that is accessible for all residents is a priority. The project is in the Wayne Municipal Area in the southeast corner of the city and repurposes the old lagoon site that is owned by the city. Does anybody have any questions?
Got any more of these $600,000 grants laying around?
Well, let's just cross our fingers on this one. Maybe someday. All right.
Any questions for Ryan? No? Is there anyone else who wishes to speak in this public hearing? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing. Item number 7 is Resolution 2023-47 on the development of outdoor recreation, Prairie Park Project.
Timing, Raya, on this. When is it due? When's the app due?
It's September 1st or September 15th, I believe. Actually, okay. I have that here. So.
And award would be announced?
That I'm not sure. Okay. It It's not one that I do have a lot of familiarity with, but I've got a few people that have lived with, so I'll assist me.
Just, this is one of those that, once a park, always a park. You have to keep, we looked at this for, I think, Freedom Park area. We've talked about, like, splash pads and things like that with these funds. And it's like, well, but if you ever decide to take that out, you would be jeopardizing other funding. This we thought was a nice project because you're not likely going to fill in the lake anytime soon. I mean, it's going to be a park for a lot of years. Well, past our time, I'm sure. So.
Not me. How do you crash me?
So anyway, just to throw that out there.
Be a robot.
I'll introduce resolution 2023-47 and move for approval.
Second.
Motion and a second on the resolution. Any discussion? Let's roll call. Resolution is approved. Item number 8 is ordinance 2023-14, amending Wayne Municipal Code Title 7, Traffic Code, Prohibitions and Enforcement, Section 70-13, stop sign locations west of Main Street, south of 7th Street. And this comes about from the last meeting when we talked about the Schoolview Drive and 5th Street location.
I'll introduce ordinance 2023-14 and move for approval.
Second. Motion and a second. Any discussion?
So we're set, go ahead. You, this is strictly for eastbound coming off the private drive.
Eastbound, yes, yes.
And this will include a new sign or a legible sign that you could read.
Storm sign.
Excellent.
Anything else for the good of cause? Seeing none, let's roll call. Ordinance is approved. See that a couple more times. Item number 9 is ordinance 2023-15, amending Wayne Municipal Code, Title 15, Land Usage, Chapter 152, Zoning, Section 152.111, SFP, Floodplain District. Joel, do you want to kind of fill us in on what's going on with this?
Sure. Show me what changes.
So the last time this ordinance was visited was 2006, and at that time there was a preliminary map from FEMA, and that was the city actually hired Olson to go through, and there was a remapped it to reduce the area. There was a lot of area on the southeast part of town that was in the floodplain. By that remapping, they pulled that area out. Unfortunately, nobody caught the fact that we never updated the ordinance to reflect the new map that was effective in March of 2008 instead of referencing that old 2006 map. So during an audit of Department of Natural Resources, reviewed it. We both caught it at the time because they asked me to review the ordinance too. It was actually the first time I'd had to go through that ordinance. So we just don't deal much with floodplain development in this town. So basically just a formality to kind of go through and update that ordinance. I did find out yesterday that they need to review that ordinance. They'll send it to FEMA for review too. So I'm going to ask you just to pass the first reading, and then we'll have to incorporate any comments so we get back from those two agencies before we make a final approval.
And the only change to the floodplain is just the verbiage that the
referencing
that.
The data of the map, yes.
I'll introduce ordinance 2023-15 and move for approval.
Second. Motion and a second. Any discussion?
I do have a question. So with all the recent discussion that we've had on the new, like, floodplain and stuff like that,
yeah.
Like the 500-year flood plan or whatever, it's for the 100-year, maybe it's 100-year instead of 500, sorry. But, like, the discussion on that, how does that affect this ordinance, Joel?
So when we get new maps from FEMA, when they finally finish that process, right now, the same thing, they just give us preliminary maps.
Okay.
We'll have to do the same thing. We'll have to update this ordinance to include that new map.
Okay.
So currently, Joel, if you're building the floodplain now, which map are you going to use?
We have to use the old one.
Mm-hmm. You have to use the current old one. So if it's out of the floodplain now, it won't. Might not stay
out. It may not stay out the plan.
Yeah, it may not stay out.
So we're letting people know that they're going to be impacted by the new floodplain to kind of give them that information. And then we've kind of got some reversers into our property. We actually had Olson go around because we were challenging their new map and take some elevation. So we kind of have some numbers for some certain properties that we know that they're going to be in or out of that new floodplain.
And where the department's sitting right now with the new floodplain is they've do not have funding to continue with that right now, at least for Wayne County.
They're applying to FEMA for federal funding for that, and they're waiting on that.
We get updates monthly, quarterly, month, yep, and so the last two quarters have been, it's on pause because they don't have funding to continue in our area.
And the new numbers actually are available on their interactive map on the website for DNR, so that's helpful too, so people can see themselves what those elevation numbers are now.
Questions for Joel? Questions about the zoning regulations? All right, we do have a motion and a second, so let's roll call. And the ordinance is approved. We'll see that a couple more times. Item number 10 is discuss update on the potential negotiations on real property. We are going to skip this unless legal has something for us.
No.
And move right on to number 11, our budget work session. And just to make this, because if we hadn't have the little seating drama already, this is what we're going to do. We're going to break here. Council's going to go down to those chairs down there. The department heads are going to come up to this seating area up here, and then you guys will just have to kind of shift your chairs around. So, ready, break.